There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's nice, man.
Nice. Afternoon, everyone. Who'd like to go first? Chris?
Rule number one, if you cannot win the derby, don't lose it. I think we could have won it today, but we could have lost in a few moments as well. If you count the amount of chances we had and the amount of chances they had, then we would have probably deserved winner. And I think that we have the last chance, which was a massive one. We could have won there, absolutely. But they had, Ali had to make two incredible saves and just scored a goal, which was disallowed for a small offside, but obviously offside. So intense, like always. And we were ready to fight after a super intense game on Wednesday. We tried to fight, and especially then, of course, second half, it looked like an end-to-end game, because after our set pieces, we didn't defend the second balls that particularly well. We had good set pieces, but when the set piece, we didn't finish it off, or we got another one, then we were slightly too open. They used that in these moments pretty well. Apart from that, they didn't cause us a lot of problems or whatever. But yeah, we had to dig in deep. Obviously, that's what we did. That's it. Bad, not, I think, not bad. I think extremely painful. It's a dead leg on the muscle above the knee. And he couldn't bend the knee anymore, so because this muscle swells up and then there's no space for anything else. And we have now to see how quickly that will settle. But it's, you could see he tried, but you could see he couldn't run properly. We just waited for half time and made then the change with Bobby.
Any more? James?
Sorry. Again.
Mo Salah's spending quite a lot of time out wide, possibly away from the goal, even though they chance later on. Is that by accident or design?
No, it's not more than other seasons or whatever. I'm not sure what you see there. It's we don't want to have. We want to have more there in this position, but we want to have more in. We always had him more often in central positions as well. Today, especially, we wanted to use the boys a bit more centrally, but didn't have a lot of time to train. Obviously, actually, we only recovered. Spoke a lot about it. I'm not sure I was clear enough in the first half what we exactly wanted. In the moments when we played, when Mo dropped or Lucho dropped after two, three passes, they were completely free in between the lines because Darwin kept the last line back, which is pure presence, and they like to drop pretty early. But we didn't do that often enough, you're right. So I don't think in this season he's too often wide, maybe today in a few moments, yes. But in general, he could have scored again. In the last minute, pretty much, that was him, I think. And so, yeah, that's it.
James?
Yeah, just one thing, maybe you took Trent off today. Is that purely tactical, or are you looking to like just a manager's game time at the moment? What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, we have to. So where can we change in a moment? So with the players coming in, coming back, so Arthur is now here, it's really good and very important for us, but he didn't play football for a long, long time and played yesterday a rondo with us. So we thought actually until last night that he will not be available, but no, he wasn't a squad, but it was not a plan to bring him. So who do we have them on the bench? So yes, Milly can play in midfield and on and both fullback positions. And we just thought, again, like in the last game, it makes sense to bring the fresh legs there. And that's why we decided like this. Trent is playing all the time. Rob is playing all the time. And if you then from time to time, and that's in a moment, there we have alternatives. That's why we have to use them to bring fresh energy on the pitch. Pretty much has nothing to do with performance, even when I know that Trent can play better than today, definitely. But there's nothing to do with that. It's just we have to get through this period, how it is. Because, yes, players are coming back, but they have to be reintegrated. And you cannot just bring them in and play them 90 minutes or whatever. That's not possible. And that's why we need to have a look where can we do some, where can we do the changes and give the game a new or more dynamic again.
Tom?
When the goal was called offside, you seemed to be an object fly down and hit you. Was it close? Did you see?
No, I didn't see it. I thought it was a glass bottle, but it was not. I saw it now because it's still at the crime scene. No, it was a plastic bottle. In a moment, it looked like a glass bottle. That would have been really dangerous, but it was not as a plastic bottle, so no.
Dave, last one.
Darwin Nunes on another day, maybe 8 chances. That's true. Is that an issue?
No. The start stop integration now. So that's how it is. We play all the time. That means we cannot train constantly. He was suspended in a week where we had 2-3 normal ish sessions. The rest was individual when he had to do a little bit more and stuff like this. In the sessions when we had them, he looked really good, but he still has to be integrated. That's completely normal. So the way we play, it's now not that we create the balls. Yeah, we had a chance. There was, I think, one where we passed the ball back and it was open goal. Pickford was still there, but I know that he will score in these moments in the future. That's clear. But it was super intense for him today. Super. And we had to make the decision. Bobby was injured before, though now played 2 games or 3 games, really, really, really good. And Wednesday, Saturday, traditionally difficult fixtures. And so that's why we decided we let Darwin start, and he came through 80 minutes and he can score. No, it's not a concern or whatever. It's just a situation and it's all fine for the moment. And that in that perspective, we just have to and if we would have played our absolute best football game ever on Wednesday night, and maybe we did that at once or twice before a derby, we still arrived here and was this kind of game. And so nobody should be now too surprised. Last year it looked slightly different because we scored in the right moments. We didn't do that today. That's why they could stay in the game. And they are a different team to last year as well. So they have the idea they have is obviously not a bad one. They defend pretty well, and then the counter-attacks are a real threat, and that's it. So there are not a lot of derbies that will be in the book of games which I will watch back again in the future. So one or two maybe, but all the others not, just because it's never really outstanding football. It's a big fight, what everybody expects from both teams. We fought, didn't play always extremely well, but created enough top chances, didn't use them, and you cannot score. But how I said, if you can't win the derby, don't lose it.
Thank you.
See you.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.